In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. You are loved with an everlasting love. God loves you. Oh yes, he loves me too. He gave his life for you and me. He rose from the dead for you and me. Here your name is written on his hands where they were nailed. Your name and my name, I tell you, we are loved by God, loved by the Father who sent his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm looking at Isaiah 41, verse 4. I, the Lord, am first. Is he first in your life? And will be last. He is the Alpha and Omega. The coastlands have seen and are afraid. The ends of the earth tremble. They have drawn near and come. Each one helps the other, saying to one another, take courage. The artisan encourages the goldsmith, and the one who smooths with the hammer encourages the one who strikes the anvil, saying of the soldering, it is good. And they fasten it with nails so that it cannot be moved. But you, Israel, my servant, I'm the servant of the Lord, you are too, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the offspring of Abraham, my friend, you whom I took from the ends of the earth and called from its farthest corners, saying to you, you are my servant. Are you the servant of the Lord today? You are my servant. I have chosen you. It is not that we have first loved God, but God first loved us. I have chosen you, and I have not cast you off. Do you hear that today? The Lord speaks to you and says, I have chosen you and have not cast you off. This is real. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. Oh yes, I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. Oh yes, all those things. Don't fear, for I am with you. Don't be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. You heal lungs today in Jesus' name. I will help you. We're not doing it alone. He sends his Holy Spirit to help us. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. Yes, how we need the right hand of God, the scarred, stretched, glorified wounds of Jesus. Yes. All who are incensed against you shall be ashamed and disgraced because you belong to him. You don't belong to yourself any longer. You belong to him. And those who strive against you shall be as nothing and shall perish. You shall seek those who contend with you, but you shall not find them. Those who war against you shall be as nothing at all. I tell you, that's because you're very special in the eyes of Jesus. He gave his life for you. He gave his life for me. He was buried for you. He was buried for me. He rose from the dead for you. He rose from the dead for me. For I, the Lord your God, hold you by the right hand. I hold your right hand. I'm telling you, he says he holds our right hand. It is I who say to you, do not fear. Why? Because I will help you. Do you believe that today? In the middle of your predicaments, do you believe that he holds you by the right hand and that he's going to help you? Oh, yes. Do not fear, you worm Jacob, you insect Israel. I will help you, says the Lord. Your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. I tell you, your Redeemer is the Lord Jesus Christ. Redeem means to buy us back. He bought us back with his precious blood by his grace. By his grace. Now I make of you a threshing sledge, sharp, new, and having teeth. You shall thresh the mountains and crush them. You shall make the hills like chaff. You shall winnow them with the wind, shall carry them away, and the tempest will scatter them. Then you shall rejoice in the Lord. Why? In the Holy One of Israel you shall glory. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue is parched with thirst, I, the Lord, will answer them. Oh, yes. I have lost my key to the house. I had put it in a safe place, and it was gone. And I asked the Lord to find it for me, and other people asked the Lord to find it for me. Last night, someone was getting something from on top of the refrigerator, and guess what happens? My key was on top of the refrigerator. I said, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, King. Let's look now at Matthew 10, verse 40. God speaking to you now. Whoever welcomes you, welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me, Jesus, welcomes the Father who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. I always remember carrying Sister Ruth's bag because I knew she was a prophet, and I would receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of being a righteous person will receive the reward of his righteousness. And whoever gives even a cup of water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. I tell you, I give water to people in the name of Jesus, disciples of Jesus. I pour water, and I receive water back in the name of Jesus. Chapter 11 of Matthew. When Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he doesn't take 10 minutes. He takes days to instruct the disciples. He went on from there to teach and proclaim the message in their cities. What's the message? The kingdom of God has come upon you. When John heard in prison what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another? Oh, yes. John is having a faith crisis in jail. Are you he who is to come, or shall we look for another? How does Jesus answer? Jesus answered them, go tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, and the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news brought to them. I remember the lady who had two hearing aids, and I knew the Lord was opening up somebody's ear. So she came up to me and we prayed over her ears, and she could hear. She says, what am I to do with these hearing aids? I said, use them as relics. I was kidding. The boss came in the next day, who was partly deaf, and she said, kiss my relics. He got a healing. I was kidding, but she took me serious. Oh, yes, God opened the ears of that lady. The ears of that lady, she could hear me from across the room. That's God Almighty. He still does these things. Why? Because he bore our wounds and carried our infirmities. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my Father in heaven. Whoever says they believe in Jesus, the Father in heaven will bless them. Whoever acknowledges before my Father in heaven, Jesus Christ, will be blessed by the Heavenly Father. Do not think I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace by the sword. We go to chapter 11. Now when Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on from there to teach. As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. What did you go out in the wilderness to see and to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal palaces. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? And Jesus says, yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom Isaiah wrote, see, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, ahead of Jesus, who will prepare your way before you. He prepares the way of the Lord. Truly, I tell you, among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John. Oh, yes, the least. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. For the prophets and the law prophesied until John came. And if you are willing to accept it, John is Elijah who is to come. Oh, yes. Not reincarnated. It has nothing to do with reincarnation. John is the Elijah that was spoken about to come before the Messiah. Let anyone who has ears listen. Are you listening today? Are you giving water to people? Are you inviting people into your home for dinner? Oh yes, to do it in the name of Jesus. Do you not know that he holds you by your right hand? Do you know that he upholds you by his right hand? Do you know that we are not to fear God because he loves us? You are worth more than a flock of birds. You are worth the blood of Jesus. But to what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another. We played a flute for you, and you wouldn't dance. Children in the marketplaces, we played a flute for you, and you wouldn't dance. We wailed, and you would not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. I tell you, he is a friend of tax collectors and sinners. He is fishing for them to come into the kingdom. Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds. Then he began to reproach the cities in which most of his deeds of power had been done, because they did not repent. It's sad. It's sad they didn't repent. Woe to you, Chorazin. Woe to you, Bethsaida. For if the deeds of power were done in you, they would have repented in Tyre and Sidon. They would have repented long ago in sackcloths and ashes. But I tell you, on the day of judgment, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, where he did most of his works, will you be exalted to heaven? No, you will be brought down to Hades. For if the deeds of power done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you that on the day of judgment, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom than for you. Why? Because they didn't repent. They got the miracle. Oh, yes, they wanted the balloons that fly up, but they didn't repent. They were grateful for the healing, but they didn't repent. I tell you, when people call me about their children because they don't know Jesus, I tell God, in the name of Jesus, bring them to the cross so that they would repent of their sins. Oh, yes, maybe that's what you're doing today. You're praying for your children. Ask the Lord to bring them to the cross so that they would repent of their sins. At that time, Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned and have revealed them to infants. That's me. That's you. That's us. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. And no one knows the Son except the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Oh yes, Jesus reveals the Father. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He reveals the Father. How we need the Father's love. How we need the blessing of the Father. How we need to forgive people. How we need to repent. Oh yes, how we need to repent. And that is the good news of salvation, that Jesus died on the cross for you, and Jesus was buried for you, and Jesus rose from the dead for you. Come to me, all of you that are weary. Are you weary today? Jesus says, come to me if you're weary and you're carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest, the rest of the Spirit, you know. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Again, the yoke has two holds. You put your head in one, and Jesus, the lead oxen, puts his head in the other. I tell you how we need to know that. How we need to know that we are not to carry the burdens, but we are to lay them at the feet of Jesus. Let go and let God. Oh yes, how we need to let go and let God. This is God's way. Your children are not going to be saved until you give them to Jesus Christ, asking him to keep them, because he loves your children more than you love them. That's right, because he created them. And you know what? He shed his blood on the cross for them. They just don't know it at this point. They just don't repent at this point. At that time, chapter 12, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath. Again, on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry, and they began to pluck heads of grain and to eat. When the Pharisees saw it, they said to Jesus, look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath. That means work. He said to them, have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? He entered the house of God and ate the bread of presence, which is not lawful for him to do or his companions to eat, but only for the priests. Or have you not read in the law and on the Sabbath, the priests in the temple break their Sabbath, and yet they are guiltless? I tell you, something greater than the temple is here with you. Who is that that's greater than the temple? His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. But if you had known what it means, I desire mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. He's greater than the temple, and he is Lord of the Sabbath. I tell you, they didn't like that. They didn't like that. They didn't like that at all. He left that place and entered their synagogue. What do you think he's going to do in the synagogue? He's going to teach and heal. A man was there with a withered hand. And they asked him, is it lawful to cure on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him? He said to them, suppose one of you has only one sheep and it falls into a pit on the Sabbath. Will you not lay hold of it and lift it out? Of course they would. How much more valuable is a man than a sheep? So it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath. Oh yes, they didn't like that at all. They want him and they want his head. They want him dead, these Pharisees. So it was the law to good, so it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath. Then he said to the man, stretch out your hand. And he stretched it out and was restored as sound as the other. I remember somebody who came to us that had taken a stroke, and someone read this passage, stretch out your hand. So I hollered, stretch out your hand. I pointed to him. He fell in the spirit and was moving his arm. Oh, yes. But then he went for therapy, and the therapist said that was impossible. We all saw it. We all saw it. He lost his healing. You see, you've got to gain the healing. You have to keep it by calling on the blood of Jesus to seal it in the blood. But the Pharisees went out and conspired against Jesus how to destroy him. Oh, they hate Jesus. Why? Because they're jealous. They're jealous of Jesus. When Jesus became aware of this, he departed. Many crowds followed him. Why? They need a touch to be healed. And he cured all of them. And he ordered them not to make him known. I remember being in Arizona, and we said we were going to have a healing service. And only the Spanish people came. Every one of them was healed by the grace of the living God. No gringos. They were watching television. They had something better to do. Unfortunately, this was to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah. Here is my servant whom I have chosen. That's Jesus. My beloved with whom my soul is well pleased. That's Jesus. I will put my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. He will not wrangle or cry aloud, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. He will not break a bruised reed or quench a smoldering wick until he brings justice of victory in the name of the Gentiles, in the name of the Gentiles who will hope. You see, this Jesus is for the Jew first, and already for the Gentiles. We see Jesus healing the centurion's servant who was dead or very close to death. The centurion was a Roman citizen. Jesus says about the centurion, because he says, you don't need to come to my house. You have power in heaven. I have power on earth. Just say this and my servant will be healed. Say the words and my servant will be healed. And so Jesus said, I haven't found faith like this in Israel. Everybody wanted to grab Jesus, touch him. And everyone who touched him was healed, who touched him in faith. The woman with the issue of blood touched him with faith. Everybody else touched him. They weren't healed because they didn't touch with faith. Faith by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know that today, how we need the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ? The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Do you know that he's holding your right hand? Do you know that he's with you and that he's for you and he's not against you? Do you know that God is having a good day today and he wants you to have a good day today in the power of the Spirit? Do you know that sometimes you just have to let go of the people you're praying for and have God do his work because you're not God? You're not God. You say, yeah, but it's my fault. Let it go. Receive forgiveness. Go to confession. Let it go, let it go, let it go. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time. We are $5,000 in the rear at this point. And yesterday was $8,000. Now it's $5,000. Thanks be to God. So that we can pay all our bills. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.